Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Verse 18. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. Who is Beelzebub? Beelzebub is one of the functionaries in the spiritual realm. Who is Beelzebub? Bara, do you know who Beelzebub is? You are a Christian, so you may not know him. Beelzebub is a compound name, Baal. Zebub. There are so many gods that are called Baals, but there is one Baal. It's called the Prince of Demons. That's Beelzebub. Another word for Baal is the Lord of Flies. Anytime you are in a vision and you see flies, it's representative of demon spirits. Never angels. Never. Never. Are you with me now? If you see flies in your dreams, in your visions, they represent demonic activity. So Jesus was saying, if you say that I'm casting out devils through Beelzebub, that means Satan's kingdom is now divided against him. Next verse. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, you see, he's a prince of devils. So, by whom do your own sons, like Elijah, like Isaiah, by the finger of God, cast out devils? Then the kingdom of God has come to you with power. Next verse. For when a strong man armed, he's not just a strong man, he's armed to the teeth. Like when you are watching some of these American films, and there are some bad men, we call them boss. They are bad, so we call them boss. When we are students at the secondary school, we call them boss man, because they are so big and they could be terrifying. They don't come after you for fun, they come for blood. Are you with me now? He said, when a strong man that is harmed keepeth his palace. So what does a strong man do? He keeps his palace. He does everything to secure his territory. When it lays his foot upon a family, it is seeking for extension, expansion, till it has complete control over that family. So you find that people there are always having miscarriages, or people there are always having one kind of peculiar problems, and even though they are Christians and they are speaking in tongues, but they are struggling. Because he has kept the treasures of the palace. The activity of a territorial spirit, Jesus described them as the activity of keeping the palace. The palace is where the throne is. The palace is where the dominion is. The power is where the authority is. The power is where the laws will be released from. The laws that says from today, nobody will get married in this family until they are 35. Now, the issue is not about the delay, because delay is relative. If you are born in the UK, you may even decide to get married at 50. You will still get husband. There's husband at every level. There's wife at every level. So, some people decide they don't want to have children. It's not an issue. But if you do decide, then you not notice resistance. In fact, like Derek Prince was sharing. Is Derek Prince still alive? I think he's dead now. Huh? It's gone. Yeah. I think it was a contemporary of Papa Egan, right? The priest said, everywhere you find that you have done all you need to do, or you have needed to do, and nothing is happening, check for strong men. Put that one down. Anywhere you have done everything you need to do to get divine intervention on a matter, and nothing is moving, don't worry about the problem. look for a strong man. Many of those strong men, they operate as familiar spirits. They are so used to the environment. They can be in the house looking at you. And you will never suspect that this could be the source of a problem. These are spiritual things. I'm not talking about people living with you at home. I'm talking about territorial powers. I once lived in a house in Lagos where everybody who rents a house there will prosper. Even if you didn't have a certificate, you didn't go to school. But once you pay rent and move in, you start doing well. I saw a boy who squatted with my neighbor, went for NYC. I saw him wear copper's uniform. And before my very height, he got a job, bought a car, married, had a child in that same house. Do you understand what I'm saying? But in that family, none of the male children, I'm talking about the owners of the property, none of the male children have none of them have children. All the girls are doing well. One is married to a lawyer, one is doing well, married a pastor. But all the male children, none of them have children of their own. All of them died prematurely. Are you with me? The girls were so disturbed that they eventually sold the property. I mean, a property in a place like Bagada is a big deal. But they were so concerned that maybe the family was cursed. So they wanted to break away from everything their father represented, which included that house. That's not the solution. They could have just given me the house. Then I will remove the shigidi for free. After you give him the house. But they saw the house on top of my head. So I also kept quiet. They saw the house. They thought that by breaking away, they will be free. But that's not the issue. The curse was not affecting the girl child, the female children. It was affecting the male. Their father died carelessly. All the children died. And even never had a child. Not like they had one. They never had a... Their wives were never pregnant for one day. That's what I'm saying. So that lineage was wiped off. Are you with me? Because now the daughters are married to somebody else and they are bearing their husband's name. So I'm talking about strong men. They are heartless. They take pleasure in tears. They are happy when you are asking, Pastor, what is the problem? And there is no answer. They like it. Because as long as you are ignorant, they have you. And Jesus said, whenever you see a strong man, what he does is he keeps his palace. And every time he's able to keep his palace, he is good. Your destiny, the destiny of your children, the destiny of your family, the will of God for your life. Because the prayer, this time you are spending praying to deliver yourself, is the prayer you should have been praying for your assignment. The prayer should have been praying for the will of God. But now you are so pressed. It's as if you are in a tight corner. You are praying to survive. You are not praying for the will of God. You are praying that, let day break. Let the day even break. Let's have another day. You are praying for the day. You are fighting for the moment. Oh, something is happening. Let's try this thing. It's a good idea to work. You can't see it. You are overwhelmed. You are just asking for one more day. If I can have one day that I can actually sleep and wake up, no problem. Hey, who knows what I'm talking about? How many of you have slept for days and you couldn't sleep well because it's as if you are oppressed? Who knows what I'm talking about? Please, who knows what I'm talking about? You couldn't sleep well for days or weeks. You know what I'm talking about? Haha. It can happen to anybody, even if you are speaking in tongues of angels. You may be speaking Ishan, and you think it's tongues of angels you are speaking, but it's Ishan. And Ishan is a tongue of angels. Amen. Just because the thing sounds like something eclectic doesn't mean it's tongue of angels. It may be Ishan. Ishan, you are blessed. Amen. If you are from Ishan, you are blessed. Some of you are jealous, you will not see anything. And that's it. We are trying to remove the strong man. I say if you are from Ishan, you are blessed. You still do. Is it not a good time to register your name under that local government? instead of you to be fighting the prayer. Jesus says, goods are in peace. Next verse. He said, but when a stronger one than he is. So Jesus recognized that for you to take over territory, there must be warfare. Jesus recognized it. All those Pharisees that were fighting Jesus, it was spiritual warfare. You're preparing for an interview and you seem to be set, you are ready. You just wake up and so 5 minutes before they invite you, you start having palpitation of the heart. Hey, who knows what I'm talking about? Nobody has asked you a question. Now, as an HR person, I can tell you for free. When we ask people to come for interview, we are praying you should do well. I'm not joking, because we need to close that thing and tell our boss that we've gotten somebody. Because if you fail, we'll still go back and say, reapply. We'll start going through so many applications and, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, please just try, make you pass. Yeah, you understand? Let's just, bro, what's your name? He say, I'm Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with you. Please do well. It's not as if there's this mindset like, oh, they are looking for a reason not to employ me. It's a lie. That brother that is sitting across you has other things he needs to do. And in fact, almost didn't want to come for the interview. So please, just do well. Let's wrap it up. Sometimes you will find they will be giving you ideas. Like, okay, tell us something. But they are trying to just find a reason to sell your market so that you can come in. Because the guy has like a 203 sheet Excel sheet spread that he needs to do it. This your own is not his problem. Like, I beg, can you do the work? You understand? But it won't be good that we now recruit you only to realize that you didn't go to school. So we need to ask you some questions. So when a stronger than he is comes upon him, which was the example I was giving the first service, that it's possible for your capacity as a believer not to be sufficient or strong enough to tackle a strong man. So in that case, you look for help. You look for your brothers in Christ that can trust God with you on that particular matter. You know, I was in Ibadan some years ago. I was in UI. There's a popular man of God. If I call his name now, you all know him. But he wasn't so popular then. So he was around, we were having a chat. Then he said to me, I've been having this severe pain in one of my toes. And that when I heard you are coming, I said, let me come and maybe you can pray for me. You know, it sounded so funny, I burst into laughter. Like, a old man of God like you. This man is a very sound teacher. When he's teaching the word, you feel oppressed because he knows the Bible. All this one I'm doing now, if that man comes here now, open to 2 Kings chapter 5, it's very sweet. But you see, when you have problem, nope, it's not 2 Kings, so it's power. If someone that is well, that is shouting 2 Kings, if you are well, sharp Proverbs, sharp Job. When the enemy is at your gate, where is the Lord God of Elijah? That's the only language. If you don't know, if you cannot call God and he answer you now, 2 Kings 5 will not make any difference. So when he was saying it, I started laughing. The brother was trying to correct me that I'm serious. Oh. Like, I've been going through a lot of pain in my legs. You know, I didn't pray for him because I couldn't believe that someone like him could be so humble to ask for prayer. Not that he wasn't a humble person, but I just couldn't see myself praying for him. So I refused to pray. I'm here confessing that I didn't pray. Because I couldn't, it's not like Pastor David saying, my son, come help me. Daddy, I beg. God will help you. He will heal you. He said, you want to finish my ministry before I start? Let me help. Bring hot water. Let me mop. He said, no, pray. I said, I can't pray. Amen. Me, I can't pray. I will just lie down. You pray for me. Transfer the pain. Give me the pain. Don't worry. You need power. And you need wisdom. When dealing with strong men. Because with power, you can take over a territory. But you only keep your territory by wisdom. Proverbs tells us a lot about that. Take true wisdom. A house is filled with so many precious goods. I want you to look at your family carefully. Is it possible that what you think is just a coincidence, something happened to your brother, he didn't graduate, he didn't do well, or he's done, he's not really having a very good job, something happening to another sibling, you look at yourself, you see the way things are going, but your head is filled with Bible verses. Is it possible that what we need to deal with is not the job or the husband or the wife, maybe it's a strong man? And if you are praying against a strong man, and the strong man is not moving, is it possible that there's somebody in your family that has given that strong man legitimate right to be there? Let me stop by to also tell you, I cannot come into your house, Brother Adams, and then begin to bind demons there. They will not go. Spiritually, you don't have that kind of power to go into somebody else's house and you start binding demons there. The demons were brought there by somebody in that house. You understand? So you need permission. You need permission. That pastor, please pray. The moment they say pray, they have given you permission to address that thing. Which is why many people tried, they went to brothels. There's one brothel in the area. They were trying to cast out the spirit of immorality. And then later they themselves started going there. Because the spirit left, came to build house inside their mind. Then they became members, associate members of the brothel. There are people that went and they binded spirit of immorality in a bar. And they got divorced in 3 weeks. The spirit came against the family. They separated. So authority is required. Permission is required. Don't engage in the flesh. Many people just go about all the wishes in this area. You are playing with fire. Because you have not received an instruction to do what you are doing. Are you here? I went to preach in Benin City, and I know I said that story before about the pastor, having a church member that the parents got from. What's that water spirit? What's that? Like emere, Yoruba people call it emere, but what do you call it? What's the? Give me the principality name. Well, what? Is it okay to say marine spirit? I really don't know. But you know what I'm talking about. So they went to beg an idol for a child because they needed to remove that shame. They didn't tell the pastor. But they went to the corner there. And the priest told them, you will have this child for so number of years. The woman said, huh, Baba, just remove this shame. One of the things that exposes you to witchcraft is emotion. Heightened emotions. Before you know it, you'll be signing checks that you didn't know anything about. Say, just remove. Let my child live. Let my business do well. Let me just have a child. Remove this shame. They didn't tell their pastor. When they now got the child, they came to do Thanksgiving in church. Tell your neighbor, church. And we are dancing. We dance. And we say, Father, we have come to say thank you. And God said, I don't know about this one. But you should be on the other side. Ogugu is there. Go to Ogugu and do what you need to do. This child should not be here. The child grew up. They raised the child in the church. The child joined choir. The choir team was singing, Jesus the miracle worker. He is the miracle worker. He will do it again. In those days, when we used to sing that song, you will not see the power of God will be moving. Aye! We know they sing again. In those days, when we sing that, this is a real song. It's not that I formed it. It's a silent. You see the pastor, you just be saying, Jesus, I mean, it will not touch you. The power of God will just get, the thing is with me. Now the guitar is so loud, everything is so loud. We don't, some of the songs say, Jesus, not even inside the song. So, by the time I got to Benin City, it was the time they said the child would come back. Mama has forgotten where she collected the child from. Pastor did not know. Pastor is running up and down. In the name of Jesus, fire, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You will not die. You will live. The word of God is... Satan say, now me get picking. If you like, say you gave your life to Christ. Man. All I know is that your parents came and I helped them. It's time for you to cry. It's time for you to know what it means to lose a child. I gave you 18 years. The child is 18. Pastor too joined there. They were running up and down. Running up and down. When I landed from Akure and got to Benin City, in fact, it was God that saved me that day. Because I was sitting beside one girl that exposed her body. The boss. It's God that even saved me that I just tried to focus. I didn't even know that there's something waiting for me in Benin City. That they want the deliverance that they want me to do. And anytime the girl is moving, she'll be doing her hand like this. I was just praying that God, is this how I will finish my journey? You see, I wish people know what we brothers are putting up with. The girl was just a tempter, and she was sitting beside me. I could not look straight. I could not bend. I could not. Anytime I, this is like the convenient place. If I look like this, my soul will just go away and then come back. Why are you laughing? Is that a funny man? I was a single brother. A serious matter. So, because I was going to preach, I was not thinking, maybe I start trying to rewind, renew my mind that this must be an attack from the pit of hell. Because I'm going to preach somewhere. God wants to do something. I was trying to ginger myself. Not because I didn't want to do this thing. I was trying to tell myself, it's not now. It's not now. You are on the road to Benin. And you will not get to Benin, you fornicated. Lord. Uluwa, my father. The girl was just tormenting me. Tormenting. Till we reach Benin, tormenting. Even my PA sat in front. They put me on the Jezebel at the back. We're at the back seat. So anytime the boss moved, just shake us together. The thing was sweet. As the boss was shaking it, I was enjoying it. It will look like a mistake, but we know what is going on. God punish Satan. Oh yeah, delete that part. So by the time I got to Benin City, and I landed at, when I got to, is it somewhere called Sapele Road or something? The pastor came to meet me. I go, Pastor, you are welcome. We thank God for your life. You know, I was just going. You know, in my mind, I'm trying to peruse the area. How many demons are here? Because they flogged me from Owo to Benin. Chalo, how many hours from Owo to Benin? Those days. 1 hour, 30 minutes. Just flog. The girl look like you. Don't just be looking at you. You won't really know what she's looking at. You don't look at your girl, don't look like you. It's not you. So when I came down, I was defeated. I knew I was defeated, but I just owned my side. They are greeting, man of God, you are welcome. Man of God, you are welcome. I felt like stoning my PA. You people are too. If you say you are PA, you stay beside you and the Jezebel girl, be dragging it. Let me go and sit in front. We don't even know if he will survive it. My brother, I got into the pastor's house. They served me like as if I was a thief. Flat plate, the rice was like this. Now put plantain. They now spoil it to something. They put fish. I said, Okbeo. So I told my PA, come and be eating. Maybe that's what you like. Come and be eating. And you ate and finished the food. I was happy because the food we not waste. But I was now angry when the pastor came. Oh, man of God, I hope you enjoyed the meal. I said, yes. Said, there's one girl that they got from Iyemoja that they want to send back. But we are praying. We have been praying. The Lord can deliver her. And now that you are here, that's your first assignment. I said, I don't have an assignment too. I came to preach the word of God to you. I said, Pastor, you are an evil man. I said it to you. I said, you are an evil man. You have this kind of problem in your backyard. And you came, you are greeting me. Man of God, you are welcome. Put rice with plantain and big fish head. You. So, in my mind, so what if I ate that food? You now bring Iyemoja and I say, in the name of God. You now be belching. Fire. The fire is coming back to you. Because, see, we are going to bind every spirit now. In the name of Jesus. You are empty. I said, Pastor, he said, no, he's sorry, he didn't know. I said, that's why they are dealing with you. So in my mind, I said, thank God, though. Thank God, though. Hey, so that girl that was in the bus, hey, this, so they will now use this. When I now say, you want just with the name of Jesus, come and say, who do you want to cast out? Our agent that we sent to you, when you from in the from Owo to Bini, that was beating you. You now came here, you want to buy me. We are all working together. We are in trouble. We'll catch you now. So in my mind, I was not thanking God that I did not even do anything. But of course, I know that that one was 1-0. But I was thanking God that I did not even ask the girl what's her name. Because that's the problem. Once you ask her, hi, what's your name? You are in trouble. Don't greet her. If she's sleeping, let her sleep. If she wants to fall down, hit her head on the glass. Let her do it. Don't put your mouth. When you start showing all those love and care, you are in trouble. You are gone. It's not everything you care about. Say, God, Pastor says you should be loving. It's not that kind of love I'm talking about. I'm not asking you to love everybody and put yourself inside trouble. Say, sister, I hope you're okay. Are you comfortable? No. Is that why you paid 1,800 to go to Benin to be asking people if they're okay? If you like, don't be okay. You saw a line. You didn't take plane. You didn't do this. You now came here. You are the one that God sent to be asking people if they're okay. See, now they have caught you. When I called the lady, the young girl. You want to die? She said, hey, behave. Because now I don't verse. Because now it was clear that they planned for me since Owo. So now I want to do my own back. She said, stand here. I'm talking to you. I don't know agreement between you and your pastor, but me, I'm not part of that agreement. You want to die? Say, Pastor, if you can help me. Ah! You say what? I'm just reacting to the away loss. The loss we at Travaka Square. What was that place where we play ball? I was not reacting. Do you know? The pastor later found out. The pastor knew before I got there that they got the child from Iyemoja. But he didn't tell me. While I was there, the girl would be saying, see, they are standing here now. They are standing here now. I said, what's there? Say, it's a lion. In the parlor, I'm there. Say, I say, I beg. I don't get time for this one. If I pray for you once, if you don't deliver, go and die. Because you will forget why you are there. Be shouting, fire, come out, come out. Is that why we sent you? To be shouting, come out, come out. The fact that you are even there 2 hours means you don't know what you are doing. I'm talking about strong men. They try to mesmerize you. When you say, come out, they will laugh. Ha, 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 ha. That you are not saying it. Say, if you laugh from today to tomorrow, you are going. Your rent has expired. If you like, laugh from today to tomorrow. This family will be free. When they laugh at you, they behave as if it's not somebody that is talking. They are trying to check your balance. The same way when you pray, and it seems like God is delaying or there's no movement. Satan is trying to check your level of resistance. Whether you are still standing on God's word. Because look, the night is almost over. The day is here. So that last 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. of your life spiritually, The devil will want to throw his last card at you, to throw you off balance, to throw you off your ministry, to make you stop believing God. It will not look as if the night is the darkest. But it's a lie. It's almost 6 a.m. Tell your neighbor, it's almost 6 a.m. God is going to come through for you in the name of Jesus. Eventually, I told myself I will not pray. I will not oblige them. So I put the girl into a corner in the pastor's office and I asked her one question. Do you want to leave? She said yes. Father, I release her from whatever covenant. And in the name of Jesus, she receives your life. Bam. But I told the pastor, they will come for you. So get ready. All this food, bringing down mountains upon mountains, you know, in the name of, you want to eat. I eat like a king. I eat like a king. I like assorted. You are a pastor and you know assorted. By the time I left Benin City, in less than 1 year, they came for that guy. They split his family. They destroyed that church. The man became divorced. The wife moved to another city. The husband ran away from Benin City. Scattered the church. It was a CAC church. CAC church, not any out church. CAC church. They brought the church down because of my visit. A lot of people were delivered. Half of the choir members, they were all possessed. Half. I led all the instrumentalists to Christ. I'm not, it was a vigil. I took my time. Instrumentalists, come out. You want to, you, the Lord says this, you are not born again. You there, what's your name? Are you Franklin? The Lord says you are not safe. Come out. You, that's a, it, because I didn't have time. I needed to move fast. By word of knowledge, the brother at the back there, the one with that occultic, there's this white thing that they wear on their, like a kind of, I don't know what they call it, but if you did there, you go, no. There's something they wear, like white, like this. The brother over there, stand up. You can't sleep when I'm preaching. Are you? And you can see the camouflage, that emblem of Ogboni. And they sit down in church. You can't challenge people like that if you don't have power. Hey, are you here? It's not, we have the power in Jesus Christ. We have the power. You, this is an Ogboni man standing here. And you can see him wearing that, whatever it is that they do. Eh? Like, not a cassock, it's like, it's like a shawl, but very thick white. So I challenge you, are you Ogboni? They don't look at you. Check that guy for me. Say the guy know they pray. Now, so food in the chop. Say, hey, yeah, deal with it. They brought the church down. A church that I went there for their sixth anniversary. They had their own building. They brought the church down. I saw the wife of that man at an occasion early this year in Lagos. She's still divorced. I went to that place to preach before I went for NYC. Imagine how many years. Their lives have not yet found stability. Oh, you cannot afford to be powerless. You cannot afford it. You cannot. If David will face Goliath, he cannot afford it. Be nice. Be gentle. Be like a dove, but you must also be a serpent. Jesus said, if the stronger man than him comes, he will overcome him and take from him his armor. The first thing Jesus said is that you will take his armor. That means every principality has a weak point. I prayed for a lady. She lives in a particular city in Nigeria. I won't call the city because she may be watching me now. Very beautiful, very clean lady, but she comes from a family. I'm not talking about being traditional. These are just the examples coming to my mind. But as clean as she works in a corporate world, very long nails, very prim and proper, but in her family lineage, the women from that family must be priestess to a particular serpent. Must. That you went to school doesn't mean anything. As far as the serpent is concerned, your grandmother did it. Your mother did it. It's your turn. So when the grandmother was the last priestess of that serpent in the village, she died. The mother went to marry an Anglican man. Say she's going to church. The serpent was laughing. You will come back. She refused to come back. They struck every every female child in that family, struck them. They were battling with disease. None of them was married. None of them had children. If you will not serve me, I will end your lineage. Because your parents, your forefathers, swore to me that they will always have a child that will serve, that will keep. All the male children were getting married, having children. All the female children, none of them. None of, I didn't say maybe there's one. None of them. Every covenant is broken, you know. I said every covenant is broken. Because you might have come out, but you may have your sister somewhere in Benin, in Akure, in Ondo State, or somewhere in Ibadan. And they may be suffering because now nobody has the history. Nobody knows the history of the family anymore. Everybody has gone to school. So there's information that is missing. Everybody's dying at 60, 60, 60, and you are not asking questions. See, let me tell you. God killed Ahab because of this Baal. Because Baal is a very... Baal is an idol, is a prince that can do, that mirrors everything God does. Except that he doesn't require too many things, like holiness. Are you here? When you are worshiping Baal, you can fornicate. Yes. That will not affect what you will do. When I worship in Baal, you can go to other ceremonies held by other religions and dance and give them money. That one doesn't affect Baal. You can practice mixed worship. Worship God, worship idol. That is, they don't mind. And when Ahab, you see, Jeroboam, who was that king that after Solomon that brought Baal? Was it Jeroboam? Jeroboam. He brought idols to Israel. But when Ahab became king, he took it to a new level. He now married the daughter of the king of Sidon. Ekbal. That's the name of that man, the father of Jezebel. So his name was 70% Baal. Married the daughter of a king and then started building temples. Started building temples in Israel. And then they were telling themselves, where they go? So I'm going to church. Ah, you know, there's one place that I went to last week. Ah, the priest is powerful. See, it's as if, you know, the other day we went for the prayer. We prayed all through the night. As I just got there, the man just told me my name. Yeah, I was afraid. The man told me I should drink this water. He said, I should go to the restroom. When I came back, oh, my body just lied. They started selling sorcery. In a nation where God was king, they started selling sorcery. Some of you have gone to such places. Some of you, you saw them. They say they sell wristband. Hey, are you here? They are selling wristband. Say it brings good luck. Who knows what I'm talking about? You've seen it online. Some of them, necklace. Did you go anywhere to bow down? You just ordered for it. They sent it from Asia. Once you buy it like this. I saw it on YouTube. One big executive was talking about how that thing changed their life in the US. Yeah. I said, wow. You know, the thing was sweeting me. I was just looking at her. I said, hey. So they've commercialized occultism now. Now you don't need to go to any church. You don't need to go and bow down anywhere. Just order for it. It's $25. They will do all the work on that necklace. These are the thing I like this on necklace. Ah, I know they share that. I know they share that. There was one musician that was supposed to go and sing somewhere recently. He said he forgot his bag and that his chain was inside. I said, oh boy, I've been at the same thing. What they think? Oga, I didn't suspect you. I didn't suspect you. I mean, at the thing where they think. You forget necklace, you know, fish sink. Yes. I mean, at the thing where they use all us with this. Yes. Everybody. God punish them.
So Baal was like that. He was appealing. You could be worshiping him, nobody would know. I'd still be the head of prayer department in church. Because there was the impression that God normally takes time. God doesn't answer quickly. If you pray from today to tomorrow, now when God remember you, Baal like this, don't look you.
Take this thing. If your life remains the same after 3 weeks, I will not bow down here again.
You will be happy. You cannot tell your prayer partner. You use it secretly. Then you come and give testimony in church. Your pastor is spiritually blind. You are spiritually blind. Nobody to say, where is this testimony coming from? People are just excited. We are thanking God.
Let me tell you the sin of Ahab.
Ahab took the worship of God, of Satan, of idols, to a new level. Number two, he married the daughter of an idol worshiper. Number three, he himself started worshiping Baal. Number four, he built temples for Baal. Not one. He built temples. In Israel, we have only one temple. This guy took it to a new level. Started building temples. They were doing bazaar, doing harvest, doing so many things. They were building temples. They were sharing necklace. They were sharing wristband. Say the man is not a bad man. Oh. It's nature. They use nature. As in why they use... It's nature. They're just natural things. Then there's another one that was very bad. Ritual prostitution. Ritual prostitution. Where you will have to have sex with a demon through a temple prostitute. This one was the killer because even if you are a man of faith, by the time you see the lady dressed like a cowboy or with what the things we see these days, your faith will be Jesus. Is this still prayer? I can't hear his voice. Say, I don't hear anything again. No. By the time they open the door, say, bro, you are, bro. Temple prostitutes. They were initiating God's children. God became angry and he called a council meeting in heaven and said, I want someone to tell me the best way to kill him. People who say, oh, God is wicked. You too, what did you do? Kiloshe, what did you do that made God so angry? God said, I want somebody to tell me. God knows what he will do, but was looking for other ideas. Let us reason together. Bring forth your strong. I won't keep a sin. Men are no beg me. I won't keep it. No, and nobody in the meeting say, ah, Baba, you are a merciful God. When Baba says, I want to keep mercy, the only thing you can do is bring idea. Can we use axe? Or can we use that guy? You have to bring idea. Because before I get to that point and say, now kill, go kill this guy. The way God killed one ruler in Nigeria, because God looked at it, there's no way forward again. It's just to kill this guy. And God killed him by himself. No bullet was fired. In this country, Nigeria. So, you don't want to be on the bad side of God. So, by the time God said, by the time they enter into ritual prostitution, boom, 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 and those people start dancing and they'll become that. You too, you'll be salivating like a witch. Like a possessed person. This is the head of prayer in the church. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. You cannot come back and tell us where you are coming from. But Ogugu in Makurdi, in Benue State, has gotten you. Because the day you got there, the Ogugu knows that you are a pastor. He knows you are a prayer warrior. So from there, they say, dance before Ogugu. Ah, Ogugu, the bringer of joy. Oh yeah, dance. Because, you know, there's no church member here. The priest knows who you are. The moment they saw you, they know that you're a pastor. So you have to dance. You know you don't dance in church. You don't dance. Let's say, rejoice before God. Say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, you must dance. Say, dance before Ogugu. You don't know how to dance. Don't you know Ogugu is the giver of joy? Ogugu knows your problem before you came and say, hey, And you are a prayer warrior. But Sakpa frustration has pushed you to Makodi, where Ugugu is the principality. Start dancing. They will be beating drum for you. You know, the painful thing is that you know they dance, normal. On a good day, you know Sabi dance. Even for church, we know those who know Sabi dance. And we know you are one of them. But now, see you, how did you get here? Ogugu is now beating drum for you. Because they know, they want to disgrace you. They want God to be looking at you that, see your boy. I tell you, send me get these people. But they follow me, they argue. If Satan hijack your destiny, the things you thought you cannot do, you will do it. See, prayer warrior. Oh yeah, take 2 steps forward. Oh yeah, go 3 steps. Oh yeah, use your back, enter. Start dancing, break dance. You now realize why God said when the Israelites get to Canaan, they must destroy anything that they see there. Because you can touch a cursed item and it will affect you. Yes. Destroy the idols. Yes. Don't hang it. Don't say this one is a work of heart. Destroy it. Burn it. Burning of satanic artifact is New Testament. Yes, sir. Paul the Apostle went to a land. They gathered all the witchcraft items. Yes, 6 and 7 book of Moses. Yes. What other books do we have? We have so many fancy materials. Scientific research showing that a man can have the body of a man but be thinking like a woman. We gathered all those books and burnt them. So you that used to be a prayer warrior, you now got to a level now in your mind. Because some of you are saying, I've not gone to Google, I've not gone to Ilala. But somewhere in your mind now, when you see people on TV, man to man, woman to woman, lesbians, you are no more moved. And you say they haven't caught you. You think it's until you do boom, 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 boom. Ogugu is in your house. God came after a old king because God expected the king to know better. God dragged the king and he killed him. How did God kill Ahab? Do you know that story? I think it was a stray arrow. Huh? In the battle, whoever wears the king's armor, the king's armor is made with extra protection. But the king wanted to distract people. People were looking at Jehoshaphat, was it Jehoshaphat? That he was the king. God was shielding him because he's his boy. But you know, association with unbelievers can expose you. Jehoshaphat almost died because God did not tell him to go. He even heard when God said, if you go, you will not return. But because he had a bad influence, in the name of let us have peace, it is not every peace is of God. Not every peace. If you are my brother, if you are my sister, and we bear the same neighbor, and you don't serve God, my children can't sleep in your house. I don't know the God you are serving. Forget family. Then they will come back and be manifesting what? Even when sometimes people come to the house, and just 10 minutes, I see the way they start influencing. Do you understand what I'm saying? What are you talking about? Say, no, this party is for children. Parents, we don't want parents here. What? Give me a seat. Give me a chair. Give me a bench. Give me anything you have. I want to sit down. I should go. No. I don't even have anything I'm doing at home. I don't have anything. I'm even free now. I'm free. Let me stay. Let me play with you people. Boom, 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 boom. Meanwhile, the child will never come back and tell you that it was boom boom they were doing when you left. They were praying dumb when they saw all of you left. Boom 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 boom. God punish Satan. Open your eyes. Things are happening. Most of those witches and wizards, they now have BSc, they have masters. They wear suit. They are in Lagos. They don't sit on the mat again. They have cushion chair. They have laptop. They have email. They have WhatsApp group for their customers. Most times when you find Beelzebub or a principality that is stubborn and refuses to go, somebody somewhere made a covenant. Somebody somewhere is doing something in that house.
that thing recognizes.
So when you say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. I take authority.
But your brother is going to one baba somewhere. And they gave him water. Sprinkling the water in your house. Meanwhile, you are an apostle of, even if it's just 5 minutes, I pray. You only pray 5 minutes. And you are happy with your destiny. But your brother went to Ayelala, collected water, and has been spraying it overnight when you are asleep. Your spirit did not even react to anything. You have a neighbor that screams like an owl 2 a.m. every night. And you say it's in their compound. It's not your compound. Hey! And you say, well, you know, Pastor, really, when I just pray, you know, I just really connect with God. Even just 5 minutes, I really connect. Very intense, very deep. But Ayelala is in your house. You know the family. It's not that you are worshiping, but your family. Because when you are born again, you come from two families. You have a spiritual lineage. You have a natural lineage. So your spiritual lineage should give you an advantage. But what we have is that instead of having advantage, we are struggling. We are struggling. Look for the weak point. Look for the weakness in that armor. You have to look for it. Because Jesus said there must be contention. There was a particular woman, I think a woman, I'm not sure if it's a woman or a man, had been plagued by madness. I heard the story from Apostle Roman. Say, plagued by madness. People had prayed in the name of Jesus. There was a particular man of God that was coming to that city. After I finished preaching, he was at the car, you know, about to drive off. And they brought the woman, say, Baba, sir, we've been battling with her health. She's not mentally balanced. The man of God just touched her. Be released from this affliction. Pah! Instantly, the thing left. It's called ranking. It's called level. It's called ranking. Let me tell you, to be strong spiritually, the altar of sacrifice must always be laced with consecrations, with sacrifice, fresh sacrifice, acceptable to God, starting with your heart, starting with your life. You cannot take your life out of his hands after you have given him. It's not about saying, Jesus, I have mercy on me all our sins. Oh God, you can't keep praying this prayer all the time. You have to grow. You have to put everything on the altar. Jesus must be the senior partner of your business. There must not be anything in your life that you are hiding from him. You are not only spiritual when you come to church. You are spiritual when you are in your bedroom. You are spiritual when you are watching TV. You are spiritual with the kind of friends you keep. You have made the decision to posture yourself spiritually. That wherever they see you, you are like they that put their trust in the Lord. And like Mount Zion, which can never be moved. You are stable. Stable like a mountain. I was in prayer, I was talking to the Lord. He's coming back from Lekki yesterday. I was asking the Lord, I said, how do we know somebody who is a son? Say, son of God. The whole word, I'll come back and I'll teach this separately. How do we know? Because it is the people that are qualified to move systems are the sons. Say, the whole world waits for the manifestations of the sons of God. When that statement was made, you benchmark that word sons of God with Jesus Christ. Just the way Jesus moved and the whole earth felt his presence. God said, all of us here, the spirit of Christ is in you. They should be feeling our heat now. Yes, they should be feeling our heat now. Listen to me. The problem many of us have is that we know there's a principality, but somewhere in our mind, we are afraid of it. The moment the element of fear is introduced, the battle is over. Because the element Satan works with is fear. The element God works with is faith. The moment you have fear, it is negative faith. So it is counterproductive. So even though you are praying, my Father, Holy Ghost, but the fear, you are praying out of fear. It will only produce an opposite result. It won't give you what you are looking for. So I was asking the Lord, what is the measure of a son? How do we know somebody that is a son of God? And the Lord told me, you know, it was just a conversation. I just said, there are three layers of sonship. And he said, one is 30, one is 60, one is 100. He said, the minimum standard is 30. He said, but when you hit 60, you begin to come into dominion.
we come into dominion. You notice that certain things you say, the Lord backs it up immediately. Because you are above 50. You are above 50. So when you enter 100, and the Lord said to me, there are people in your nation that have hit 100. He said, and the mistake you make is that you think that because somebody is 100 means that everything about him must be okay. He could be divorced. He may be in one nungu. Do you know what nungu is? He may be in one corner of the earth. He may not be on TV. He may not have the camera. He may not have people looking for him. But in God's record, these are one of the sons that are at level 100. The scripture said a good seed was sown. And they fell on a good soil. And some grew 30. That's level 1. 60. And what? From 60, it wasn't 90. It was 100. That's another message. So, your ranking spiritually is not determined by God. God has set the bar. It's determined by you. And the key there is consecrations. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Don't wait for Goliath to come to your doorstep before you start asking, sir, how do we handle this one? There's no formula for handling Goliath. It is there you will learn it. Finally, it is good to know that no strong man will give back that territory without confrontation. So get ready for fight. Yes. You may be praying and you notice that you start feeling sick. Continue praying. Their goal is to stop you, that you should not continue that prayer. You may suddenly find that you're having problems. Say, hey, you push, you come to work 7 days. Like when I was in the bank, we were going Sunday to Sunday. I was closing on Sunday night, 11 p.m. And I'll go back to the office 5 a.m. because I have to open the office. It wasn't easy. But the devil will just do something that will get you off balance. Then you start hearing things like, you know, if God wants me to be free, I will be free. All power is in God's hands. If it is the will of God that I will not die like this, then I will recover. Sir, you will not recover. You see, the wisdom of God, our Maridi, you cannot know it. God is a wise God. You become a philosopher. Explaining away why things are the way they are and sounding religious. There is no one like you. Alleluia. Oga, you are still here. You are still here. When I came to Lagos, I was living at Ajegunle. The real one, no. I slept on a bed that was like it had a spring. So when you jump into the bed, you sink in the middle, your head will go up, your leg will go up. But the Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep. So we slept. The brother that has the house, his parents live abroad. But that was our bed. Then we come on, when we wake up in the morning, go downstairs, they will be announcing. The woman selling a wagon, he has come. They will be shouting. You should come and buy. I didn't understand that food, so I couldn't eat it. But I was sitting down, people will be taking their portion, daily portion. Daily portion of a wagon. I didn't really understand that thing. And Okpa, they just sit and congregate. But the owner of the house was living abroad, but we were living like slaves. It was in that house I first ate picnic produced in the UK. It wasn't the same thing. Like dust, like gold dust. It wasn't this one that once you feel it, like there's weight. That one there's no weight. It's you can't understand. That's that I knew that there's life and there's life. Yes. But I came to Lagos looking for greener pastures. My friend had parents. He was getting money from the US, UK and all of that. But I left him in that house. I invited him for my marriage. He still didn't know what he would do with his life. I had the first child, second child. Until recently, about 2 years ago, he called me. I've seen somebody I want to marry.
My own marriage is already 10 years. He just found somebody. He said, I want the girl to call you. She said that you are one of her spiritual father. I say she's not my, I'm not, I don't know her and I'm not her spiritual father. But if you want me to talk to her, I can talk to her, but I'm not, a stranger cannot be my child. You understand? So whoever she is, tell her to call. That she mentioned, that she listened to one message, doesn't mean I'm a spiritual father. Amen. So the girl called me. What's your name? She said, I am Shane. I said, okay. How are you? She said, do you love him? She said, hey, you know, we're just working out. I said, make me could not just marry. Make we know those where he may. I'm not going to pray. If your plan is for me to pray, I'm not praying. Marry. Yeah, be settling yourself on the way. If you cannot survive here, you go abroad. His father is in America. Let him move you. We are here. You understand? So you, marry him, go abroad. He wanted me to validate that he was a good person before the girl, and I refused to do it. After that day, I have not heard any call from them. Except the day he wanted to borrow money. Look for the weakness in the armor. Sometimes it can be negative talking. Negative talking. I'm a poor man, but I'm not a thief. In this family, we are poor, but we are not thieves. We are people of integrity. My son cannot be a thief. No daughter of mine can be a thief. You see, that premise is faulty. Say, though we are poor. No, you are poor. And some of you grew up with that mindset. And then you wonder why poverty has developed legs. Now, it's not only money you are looking for. You are looking for a job. You are looking for business. You are looking for a wife. You are looking... Have you seen where women reject men? Where women reject men. That even if my condition is so bad, it's not this person I will marry. Then you now realize you have a very big problem that has developed legs and wings. So it's not a joking matter. The good news here is that Jesus has given us a formula. He said, one we cast 1,000, two we chase 10,000. Please, I beg you, if you find out, my time is up and I need to round up now. If you find out that you are dealing with something that is beyond you, don't be proud and say you are fighting the battle of your life. Get people to join you. Another weakness in the armor people will not tell you. They will tell you to be praying. They will not tell you the complete truth. They will not tell you that their father was a priest of Ogugu or Aelala. They will not tell you. Then you'll be sweating and praying. You'll be seeing demons, but everybody looks educated. You can't, you don't really don't explain it. People, they want you to discover it by prophecy. I will not discover. If I discover, I will not say it. Because you want to stress me. If you know something, say it. It will help us know how to pray. Don't keep it and you are waiting for God to reveal it. Meanwhile, you know what you did. Somebody was trying to have a child and she was in pain at the labor room and she was screaming, I will not do this again. I've made a mistake. I will not have a child again after this. What Satan heard was not what you said, it was what he meant. What you meant, that not only are you not going to have a child, he has closed the womb on that generation from that day. So your own child will grow up. Nobody will remember to tell you that this was the evil your mother was saying. Then you now notice you are struggling. Then doctor begin to tell you they are seeing some things in your body. So one of the ways to pull down stronghold is to bring down negative imaginations, evil thinking, evil talking. You have to bring it down. Bring it down first. It will weaken the oppression of that strong man. Because most of the time they are there because of something you are doing. Come on, are you here now? For you to know whether you are dealing with a strong man, you must have spiritual eyes. You cannot see it by human calculation. You must discern. Don't be proud and be telling yourself that it cannot happen. I know people who say this thing and they have suffered for it. They have lost children. They have lost family members because they were preaching a gospel that was not balanced.
Some people preach as if there's no spiritual warfare. For Christ's sake, Paul gave us the weapons of our warfare. Anyhow you want to explain his weapon. The Bible talks about the warfare of faith. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. People are preaching unbalanced message and they are consoling themselves. Meanwhile, they are being dealt with. They are being dealt with. And I look at many of them, I shake my head because they don't know this dimension. Some know it. I've listened to pastors who understand spiritual faith, but they don't teach it. But they practice it. They practice it, but they don't teach it. They give people the impression that it's not any big deal. That we are victorious in Christ. We have worked, so why are we having all these issues? I will tell you, whether you take it or not, but I will tell you, this is Africa. Huh? This is Africa. Even if you go to America, they have association there. Huh? The last queen that died, it was the sun and the rainbow that announced her departure. Do you have those pictures? Do you have them? Please put it on the screen if you can. Look at this, if you can. Look. Can it fit into the screen? Please. I want us to see my lovely queen, my queen mother. Because some of you don't believe. Look at this. Can you see this? Please, can you see this screen? This is not a Photoshop. This was the casket of the Queen of England that died. While they were moving her body, this light, look at this piercing light. This is not Photoshop. This woman is a principality. Are you still seeing the screen? Because they say, I know in the UK, when I traveled to the UK, I stopped praying some prayers. They have association. I told you that this new king is a stubborn person. He's rebellious. That the Lord says he has the head of a goat. I told you people now. He can't do me anything. I'm here. Can you see this? This picture is on Google. Why they were moving the casket around the nation. See. Explain. Explain. This is not Africa. Just explain. Do you have the other one where you had that rainbow? The day she died, the rainbow that came over her building. Please. See. No rain, oh. No rain. They just say she died. Rainbow came out. There are principalities and powers. Don't kid yourself. If you want territories, you must contend. If you want territories, you must contend. There are people in this Maryland that are not yet saved. So I want those souls to be saved, I must contend in the place of prayer and allow God, through his own mercies, tell us how we are going to achieve it. There's another picture of this that is clearer. For the rainbow. Did you see how much they spent on that barrier? Did you hear about it? It's a old nation's budget. Because somebody says, no, is it because it's in Africa? That's a queen. Do you have the other picture? If you do, please quickly. Are you still here now? So that when the Lord begins to speak to you, that these are the things he wants you to pray about your family. Don't go and tell somebody who doesn't believe in deliverance. Deliverance is part of the New Testament. All those people that were possessed, all those people that were sick, is it not deliverance? What are you talking about? He came to set the captives free. What are you talking about? That is not the only thing in the Bible, but it's part of it. You cannot take the part you want and leave the other one. Then when you are in trouble, you cannot swallow your words again because you already stood and say it doesn't matter. Do you have the other one? There are at least three pictures, but if you don't have it, at least you've seen two. That was the woman who gave the order for many Nigerians to be killed. While we are being colonized, this woman gave the order. So when you praise her, and you just remember that your forefathers, they came here, we served them. Now we are relocating to UK to still serve them.
Are you still here? So slavery is not based on, it's not location based. It's a spirit. When you are wearing the garment of slavery, it will show anywhere. Even if they put you in the palace, you will be a slave. Who are the people working in the UK and working in care homes? And please, let's not get nasty. Who are the people with master's degree here? But when they go over there, they do jobs they cannot tell you. Slavery is a spirit. It's not location based. There are things you never could have done with no matter the level of your suffering in Nigeria, but you went abroad and you did it. What are you talking about? Then we'll talk. Somebody say it doesn't matter. There are people that are prostitutes in the making. They don't know because they've not gotten to Dubai. When you get to Dubai, you are sleeping alone in your hotel and you are getting the bills. And you go out for a stroll and you see some of those very rich sheikhs, those sheikhs that have gold-plated cars that can give you $100,000 now and they have not started. Then the spirit of prostitution rises within you. After all, nobody will know. So if your father was a serial womanizer, don't take it for granted. Start praying now. Expunge that thing from your system. Don't say you are born again. Start praying. Your father was a serial womanizer. He had 3 wives with 42 children. Start praying. Don't say you have gone to school. There are patterns. You know strong men by their patterns. You look at the family, you will see certain things. Look at your family without any bias. Just look at it straight like this. You will see certain things. Those are the things you take to God in prayer. And let me tell you one final one. The strongest factor, the strongest key that can bring down a curse, or a strong man is a covenant. Yes. Primarily, we have the covenant with the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. But when there is a yoke of barrenness, and you pray, every year come to Shiloh, pray. Every year come to Shiloh, you pray. Then you now go to God and say, I will give him back to you. That's a covenant. I'm not asking for this child because of my greed. If you give me this child, he will serve you. Lord, my family has a pattern of generational poverty. Lord, make me rich. That money will be your money. Anywhere God's work is being done, that money will be there. I didn't say you should go and be giving God price. If you bless me now, I'll be giving you one ram, white ram, every month. No, so you won't call it ram. I'll be giving you 50,000 every month. I didn't ask you to go and be behaving like a Nigerian. I said covenant. Anything that advances kingdom, that's why some people pray and pray and they are never rich. Because most of the things that pertain to wealth, prayer is not there. Now, when you are going into spiritual affairs, you need to engage with understanding. You need to engage with what? Don't go in and say, because this is the way we do it in Africa, fire, fire, fire. It doesn't have to be like that. The reason why a lot of people are shouting fire, fire, and there's no fire, is because already in their soul there's corruption. The soul is not renewed. The mind is not renewed. God sits in the spirit, but the soul belongs to Satan because they are giving themselves to wayward things. They have given themselves over to Satan, but they didn't call it Satan. They call it being woke. You must understand the sacrifice that is needed to engage certain principality. There are certain principalities you cannot engage with food in your stomach. There are certain There are certain spirits you cannot engage. If you are a lover of pleasure. You cannot. So I'm not telling you fast. I'm telling you, choose your consecration. Anyhow you understand it. Anyhow you understand it, choose it. You cannot. And I don't really have anything with those who say prayer is a lifestyle. Is prayer not a lifestyle? Is prayer not a lifestyle? But there's also the hour of prayer. The Bible says Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. That means even for you as an individual, you must have your own hour of prayer. There's a time God must know that anytime from now, he will hear his voice. That's between you and him. It could be 5 a.m., it could be 4 a.m., whatever it is. It could even be in your car as you are driving. They know. There's the hour of prayer. That hour of prayer, if you chat, I will not respond. Because we have a generation now that knows how to chat and pray. Not watch and pray. They chat and pray. They even chat prayers. But they don't know how to pray. My brother, where we are now, you see that your destiny, my brother, the bright glasses, the destiny that I'm seeing here that is blossoming like the sun, it will need more intense prayers. So that the moment you, my brother, are you with me? Are you with me? Listen, I have a word for those who are trusting God and they have been struggling with their businesses. There is a window that the Lord opens right now, and it's for business growth. Listen, the Lord said, I should tell you, you are trying to get your clients. He said, you don't know your clients. I'm the one that will bring them. The Lord said, I'm the one that will bring them. Oh my God, I saw businesses that were packed like cars, and I saw the engine starting. I saw their engine starting. I saw the Lord breathing upon them, and these businesses became activated. Listen to me. The door of favor is open, and it's going to impact your business. The Lord says, I know who your clients are. You stay at the right spot. I will bring them. Do your own bit, but let me do my own. You can't be God. You can't be God. You be a man. Let me be God. There are people, sir. I'm seeing one or two people here. That's where they start. I see two people. You people need to be praying that this anointing should be coming quick. So that I see two people here. Part of the major problem they have is that people underprice. People like what they are doing, but they underprice in an embarrassing way. And they have to take it like that. So there's no commensurate profit. They are there, but they are not there. So the hand of the Lord is changing that. That amen is weak. Oh. If anybody has ever underpriced, you know what I'm saying. It's annoying. It's as if maybe what you are doing is not that valuable. You say, okay, pay 15. They say, okay, may I give you 5? Okay, go and pick it on the street. Ezekiel 48, I'm the Lord thy God which teacheth thee to profit. Hey, I am the Lord thy God which teacheth thee. Look for Ezekiel 48. I don't know if it's verse 17. Isaiah 48, 17. Please confirm. Okay, yeah, it's there. Look at it. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God who teacheth you to profit and leads you in the way. Because somebody needs to write this scripture. Go home and pray with it. If you have never seen this scripture before and it's blessing you, write it down. When you get home, go and pray with this scripture. Do you know there can be speed? Come. Do you know there can be speed? Do you know what speed is? What is speed?
Speed is meeting up with speed.
No. Speed is when God's power starts making things happen and you are just watching. It's happening too quickly. In the name of Jesus, take speed. As I hold your hand, take speed. In the name of Jesus, take speed. In the name of Jesus, things begin to happen quickly. 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 And I speak the same to you. If you are out there, stand on your feet. Gift. Come.